Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so this AskMen.com put a survey up online, and I think they did it in conjunction with Cosmo.com also. And they asked questions of the modern man. They got a whole bunch of responses, and they called it the 2010 Great Male Survey. I'll read some of these responses to you guys. You tell me if they're shocking to you or not, or if you guys want to get in on it, just give us a call. 1-877-588-BERT, 1-877-588-2378. There were so many. There were like 100 that I sifted through yesterday, and I think I found the ones that are the most debatable. Both Tiger Woods and Jesse James were caught cheating with what the media has deemed to be trashy mistresses. What is appealing about pursuing a relationship with a trashy woman? 48% of dudes said she will probably do things in the bedroom that I wouldn't dare ask a girlfriend or a wife.
I wish we could ask you to define that.
What do you mean?
Like, what is that? That you wouldn't ask your girlfriend or your wife to do, but you would ask somebody that was considered skankier or trashier to do?
I don't think we could talk about specifics, but I think if you have like a sort of a fantasy.
A fetish. Like a,
some kind maybe? Of fetish, and you're just nervous to tell your wife or your girlfriend about it, then you find somebody trashy that you can have an affair with on the side, and it doesn't matter if she's...
That too.
What's that?
That you can say that too without fear of getting slapped?
Yeah, and if she judges you and says that you're a creeper, then you haven't lost anything. That makes sense?
I just can't figure out what that stuff is, but maybe I don't want to know. I don't know.
I think you'd be surprised, like...
Do you want me to whisper some of them to you?
Yeah, come here.
Somewhere in this survey, slower. It also has, like, how comfortable are you telling your significant other about your fantasies, and about half the dudes and half the women said they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Really?
I think that's sad.
They won't share it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of couples that probably don't communicate about the bedroom very well.
Mm-hmm. I think you're probably right. 33% answered there's nothing appealing about pursuing a relationship with a trashy woman. 13% said she probably dresses more provocatively, which heightens attraction, and then 6% is a stupid answer. Heidi Montag's breast enhancement surgery drew a lot of attention. Do you find surgically enhanced breasts attractive? Remember, this is just dudes answering on this one. 40% said no, I only like the real deal.
Wow.
Is that encouraging?
That's cool.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I would have been in that 40% until my wife got them. And then I realized I like them. I like the fake ones. 27%, yes, I love big breasts on women, whether they are real or fake. 22% breast size doesn't matter to me. 10% no, I actually prefer smaller breasts on a woman.
Save that.
Which of the following toned body parts do you think women appreciate the most? Wendy, based on our last conversation, you want to answer that?
The abs? On guys?
On guys,
yeah. Which of the following toned body parts do you think women appreciate the most? So they're asking dudes, when a woman is looking at you, what do you think she's looking at first?
Oh, those little V muscles right by the abs. Mm.
What are those things called?
V muscles.
Pointing you in the right direction?
Exactly.
Jeff, do you know? Never mind. 50% abs. I think that's part of the ab family, isn't it?
It's part of it, I think.
20% arms, 20% arms. Chests, arms.
Mm. Yeah, guns.
The back muscles are really hot. Oh.
To me, the arms. If you're talking to a guy and you reach over and feel his arms.
It's like, grass it.
Someone told me a long time ago, a trainer told me this a long time ago, not the trainer you think, told me that arms to a woman is the same as breasts are to a guy.
I would say probably, yeah.
Is that accurate?
Depends on if you're a boob guy or a butt guy, though.
I'm guessing this trainer had great arms.
Well, he's a
trainer.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of goes hand in hand, doesn't
it? He's strong and he can hold you if he's got nice toned arms.
So it's a sense of like security thing for you?
Because if a guy doesn't have big muscles, he can't hold you.
Nope.
Right.
His arms just get
Somebody
out.
Can just rip you away. Yeah. 20% said chest, 8% said booty.
Hey.
Do real men cry? The guys answered 40% yes, but only in response to tragedies like death of a loved one. 28% said yes, just not publicly. 27% of the guys said yes, real men aren't afraid to show their emotions. Now, we've talked about this before, that can be a real turnoff for a woman, too.
Well, there's the over-crier, but a guy who can express emotion at the appropriate times, I think, is awesome.
I think it depends on what he's crying about. Yeah. I mean, grown man crying just rips my heart apart if it's, you know... Because, like, a dude who was a dude from The Bachelor, like, he cries too much.
Yes.
Jake. He gets Jason. All emotional about the weirdest things. But, I mean, but if a guy, if it's in sports, I mean, come on. But if it's, like, your dad or your mom or your kids or something, I don't know. And a guy starts tearing up, it's just like, oh, breaks my heart.
That goal by Landon Donovan didn't tear you up a little bit?
That what?
That goal by Landon Donovan in the World Cup. If we were hanging out and I would have teared up a little bit about that, you'd have gone,
no,
what are you doing?
That would not have broken my heart. No, really? if a man is so affected by something other than sports that causes him to try to fight it off, but he has to let it go, bless
like
his
if
heart.
You were, if we said, if like we were asking you about your wife and said, Bert, why do you love your wife? And you were going on about Stacey and you got choked up and teared up about that, that would be cool.
Okay. But if a guy is like crying over his dead dog for five days, like the first day, would you give him like, okay.
First day
is totally cool.
Yeah. First and second day.
Fifth day is too much.
No, too much.
What if he has really nice arms?
Then he gets 3 days.
Yeah.
Do women put too much value on a man's financial worth? What do you think the percentage of dudes said to yes on that, Wendy?
Ooh, I don't, maybe 46%?
I think men perceive that to be very important, so I'm going like 70%.
52% of the dudes said, yes, but men put a lot of value on women's looks, so it's balanced out.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the equivalent. I do. I think women let guys' looks. Katie and I were talking about this yesterday, actually, with some friends of ours. We think that they're with guys that not in the looks department, but because financially they're sound. That we realize that for straight women, that's a huge attractive factor.
It evens the playing field.
Here's the other part of it that makes it attractive is that ambition is sexy.
Yes.
So if a guy is ambitious and, you know, career oriented and going after what he wants, typically he's more financially successful. So to me, I think that's the hot part about it when you're attracted to somebody.
Isn't it a mixed message for a dude, though? Because I hear you guys saying that can even the playing field. But if a guy starts to flash his bling to you when you first meet him, then you're all turned off by that.
Well, that's you're proving something. Yeah. I think that's different than being ambitious.
That's like
and
trying
successful.
To show off new money.
Yeah.
You're being a poser.
Okay. Mm-hmm. At what age do women start losing their looks?
Oh, God.
Never.
21.
never was one of the responses. What percentage do you think said never?
I want to say like 96%.
I say like 6%.
I say 5%.
5%, 6%. Shane, what do you think they're
going
to say?
I'm going with like 5%.
5%.
Say that.
Well, then you'll be happy that 12% of the
nice.
Dudes said
I'm
women never
that.
Start losing
yeah.
their
Smart.
Looks.
I'm with them.
32% of dudes said 40 years old. 17% said 50 years old. 24% said 30 years old.
That 24% was 21 years old.
Yeah, 6% said 20 years old, so I don't want to know how old they were. How many pairs of shoes, Jeff? How many pairs of shoes do you own? And that includes running shoes, dress shoes, etc. You told us yesterday you have how many pairs of shoes?
I think it's probably more than what you have indicated.
What was the number you gave us yesterday? You know, my memory is kind of shot.
Proud, what, my man.
What was, embrace it.
Come
Just
on.
Own it.
Come on.
It was only because it was higher than Stacy's number.
What was it,
Jeff?
90.
Huh?
90.
Why are you guys having such problems hearing me this week?
Did you say 9's my bad?
9, yes.
9.
Yes.
Jeff has 90
pairs
of shoes. 44% of these guys in this survey said they have 4 to 6 pairs of shoes.
4 to 6.
Four to six, and that is it.
That's low.
That is very low.
Come on.
Why you get mad at me like I'm making up the numbers or something?
Stupid, Bert.
Full of it.
22% said they have 7 to 9 pairs of shoes. 16% said they had 10 or more pair of shoes.
Well, some of those guys have those raggedy shoes that they keep wearing over and over again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, like they're so comfy, though, man. They try sandals.
If you're in a professional setting, they get that one pair that they shine mm-hmm. all bright. But then they got those flip-flops that half the back is
off,
you know.
It's like an old sorority t-shirt for you, though, probably. Like, it just fits right.
I gave those up a long time ago. You can't hold on to fraternity and sorority shirts past a certain age.
I'm just saying, like, old t-shirts. There are some that just are broken in perfectly.
You can
same
wear
with
them,
shoes and
fine.
Sandals.
Wear them around the house. Wear them in the backyard. Wear them when you're mowing the grass or, you know, working in the garage. That's totally fine. But if you leave the house to go in public in one of those.
Yeah, y'all wear them outside.
Come on.
Like, come on.
And then you don't do nothing with your feet. So you got those nasty, dead skin, crusty heels and toes and you half worn off.
The toenails are curled under.
I will say, I have to commend black men because they are not afraid of a pedicure or mm-hmm. a manicure. And
dad.
I think that is so awesome.
Really?
They love their straightness
yes. Man,
and their maleness
feet.
In it. And they will be in the nail salon when I'm in there. And I'm like, yes, you are doing something nice for your woman today because your feet are going to be nice and soft when you crawl in bed and try to spoon with her and rub those feet all over her. They better be pedicure.
See, y'all send such mixed messages.
No,
like, oh,
no.
Dudes are too metrosexual. They're too
no,
soft.
No, not
and
that.
Then you're like, go get your nails done.
No, I'm not talking about your 12 cans of gel you put in your hair. I'm talking about just don't be so lazy that your feet
clean
are half dead.
Yes.
They're yellow nails and they're half dead. What's wrong?
Just clean up your feet. Take a page out of the African-American straight man handbook and go get your pedicure.
I don't date men and it irritates the hell out of me. But soak your feet once in a while. Damn.
On Monday, we'll read more from this survey, and we'll start with this one. One I've never understood. They're asking dudes this question. Have you ever faked an orgasm during intercourse? And you
so
won't
odd.
Believe the amount of dudes that have said yes.
Really?
I'm a guy, and I don't understand how that number can be so high.
I don't understand the concept,
uh-uh.
but okay.
Hey, The Bird Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No